We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin. Three young singers who soared to the heights of show business on the current rock and roll craze were killed today in the crash of a light plane in an Iowa snow flurry. The singers were identified as...
On February 3rd, it will be 50 years since that plane crash. Two Texas music icons died that night, Buddy Holly and J.P. Big Bopper Richardson, and along with Ritchie Valens, they will be remembered and honored in commemoration events across the nation. Lubbock was the hometown of Buddy Holly. The Buddy Holly Center honors his memory year-round, but on the anniversary of the fatal crash, they will be having a special event. Jessica Camacho is with the Buddy Holly Center.
Throughout the year, basically our focus is on promoting music education, and we have a fine arts gallery, so we have various exhibits that come in that gallery, and of course we always have our Buddy Holly gallery, and then we have the Texas Musicians Hall of Fame, and there's other exhibits that go through there as well.
A lot of fans from all over the world make pilgrimage to Lubbock to somehow make contact with Buddy Holly, and they go to the center, right?
Absolutely. Buddy is popular all over the world, especially in Europe and in Australia, and he's got fans all over the world. His reach is very wide, so yeah, we have people come in from everywhere.
And what do they look for?
I think they're really just wanting to learn more about Buddy and who he was and his life and more about his music and just to get a chance to check out some things that, you know, they never knew before. And we've got a lot of really cool things in the gallery, things like Buddy's Boy Scout uniform and crayons that he actually used. And it's just a way for them to connect with someone who they really admire.
But you also have things like his glasses and his Stratocaster, right?
Absolutely. Those are the big draws, definitely. We have his horn-rimmed glasses and then his Strat. And we also have his Gibson guitar as well.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy. My Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girlies. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. How my heart yearns for you, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl, yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue, oh, oh Peggy.
Now, I understand there's been a long-running conflict between people who idolize Buddy Holly and want to preserve his memory in places like the Buddy Holly Center and Buddy Holly's widow. Is that still going on?
Well, you know, we just recently signed a new agreement with Maria Elena, and you know, I think that we're continuing our relationship, and I think that it's a good thing, and you know, it's... There's always going to be, I'm sure, certain conflict when things aren't done exactly the way everyone would like, you know, but we do our best, and I think that we have a good relationship.
And she's trying to preserve the Buddy Holly that she remembers.
Absolutely, absolutely. She's just, you know, she's trying to preserve what she remembers and his legacy, and I, you know, I think that's her main goal.
They get over what you just said.
Well, here we are 50 years after the crash, the day the music died, and it is remarkable the impact that Buddy Holly and the other men on that plane have on modern music, even today.
Absolutely. It's far-reaching. I mean, there continue to be artists that are influenced by Buddy Holly, so... He had a very large impact, and who knows how much bigger it could have been.
Jessica Camacho is the marketing specialist for the Buddy Holly Center. You can find out more about the center and Buddy Holly online at buddyhollycenter.org.
Well,
Well, all right, so I'm being foolish. Well, all right, let's...